Let us turn together to Galatians chapter 3 and look briefly at verse 19, where we have this question: wherefore then serveth the law? What is the reason Paul is writing here to the Galatians? So, as we have read this chapter, you have noticed how the Apostle Paul has been proving that what is needed is justification by faith. It is faith that works. And he is actually bringing to our attention and to the Galatians themselves their own experience. They have been obviously converted believers, converted sinners. They are believers now. And he's reminding them and us all that Abraham too believed. And he received the promises by faith. He has been underlying and reminding them and us all again and again that through the law there is no salvation, that the law brings a curse. But what God has covenanted and brought for salvation in Christ is a covenant which is sure and it cannot be broken. This can be entered and received by faith. And we have read many times about the belief, about the fact of believing. Now, at the second part of this chapter, he begins then, obviously, having brought forward the case for faith and for this new covenant, as we have learned with the larger catechism recently. Then he obviously comes with this question that every one of us may rightly give: what is then the law? What is the purpose of the law? And he does answer till the end of the chapter, really, this question at the beginning of chapter 19. So, I'd like briefly to go over Paul's answers, just to refresh our minds, as we hopefully will again take this subject and look at the covenant in the next weeks with the larger catechism. Well, we may say, first of all, that the law, as we have been reading in Exodus 19 and 20, it is giving us the impression and the description of God's holiness. What is God requiring? And what should be the standards, the moral standards, so to be standing before God, so to be living close to Him, you need the law, which is clearly bringing to us what is God's holiness. So there, in the moral law, God explains His requirement. But see, the second... Well, just after the question in verse 19, Paul is answering directly. He says, this was added because of transgressions. Lest you may not think, well, I'm nice and good, and I'm so able to keep the law. You look at the law, you live according to the law, you try and live according to the law, and then transgression comes. You are shown yourself too. In chapter 3 of Romans, Paul declares clearly, by the law is the knowledge of sin. That is why the law and the giving of the law is very important. This is one of its main functions. But Paul here at the end of verse 19 tells us as well something which is important, because it says, it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. This is what Stephen in Acts chapter 7 says too. Stephen mentioned that the law was received by disposition of angels and was not kept. That shows us the great importance of the law, the glory of this that God has given. It cannot be dismissed or put aside just because of faith, or, as Paul is explaining, the new covenant. Verse 20 is giving us again another clarification, because this, by the hand of a mediator, the law was given, and the mediator then was Moses, and now the mediator is the Son of God. But Paul is clear, lest anyone be confused. He says, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. And this was important for the Jews to see, that the law that has been given was for them in such a high view that they could easily dismiss anything else that the gospel was saying. Paul is underlying again this aspect of faith and of the new covenant is given by God as well. And it was given, he says, it was given actually to Abraham, so that none of you, remember, these people were Jews who kept the law and had a very high view of the law. This is, Paul says, the same God. And to him, this is pointing. So then, in verse 21, again, he is underlining and asking, of all that we are saying, then, is this law, if it's so important, going against the promises of God? And the answer is clearly no. The law is not against the promises of God, because the law itself cannot give the life that you need. But the meaning and the purpose of the law, he says, is to show and let you see the need of salvation in Christ. That is what the law is there for. And we are given these good examples. Good example in verse 23 of the schoolmaster, 23 and 24. The schoolmaster in the ancient Greek and Roman world was a slave, or someone who would act as a tutor. He would be like the guardian for a boy who was learning and growing up to adulthood. The function of this schoolmaster was in those days to ensure that this young person would be kept attending school and all his duties, and learn things diligently. And this man, this slave, was even allowed to help him and to kick him at times, and to keep him on track during all his day. That was the schoolmaster. He had the authority to discipline this this young boy too. And that is the picture that Paul is using so that we may understand the use of the law. That's what the law is doing, to bring you on the direction where the promise is given, to lead you to see the need of the Lord Jesus Christ. The more you study and look at the law of God, the more you live according to it and try, the more you see your sin, the more you are crushed under the burden and the judgment of the law itself, and the more you are brought by the Spirit of God to see the need of the Lord Jesus Christ, to utterly cast down yourself at God's feet and realize that that's where you need to go. The law cannot save you. The law cannot give you peace. The law cannot forgive you, but rather will bring to surface your very nature, your own sins. This is to show you God's promises. That's why God gave the law. But then Paul is continuing, as you see, at the end of the chapter, is bringing other aspects and opening up, bringing us to the full understanding of faith and why now you are called the children of God. Verse 26. By faith in Jesus Christ. There is the purpose of the law. Not only to show God's holiness, to show your sin, to let you walk into the direction and need for searching the Lord Jesus Christ, but actually, when the work of the Holy Spirit is fully applied to the child of God, then faith in Christ comes. You are children of God. There you discover and realize by experience that that holy God who gave the law, that God who made the mountain of Sinai tremble with all the people there in fear, He is actually your Father in heaven. You are His child. You who trust Christ, who has received the promise by faith. You see how many efforts Paul is using in this chapter so to bring this concept back to reality to these believers. He begins the chapter saying, "Foolish Galatians, you are Jews, you knew the law, you have received it, but you have received the gospel. You have known Christ. He has been crucified. You have been, you have obeyed the truth in Him. You have received by the Spirit." Hearing by faith. And he is obviously trying to remember these people not to fall back and hang unto the law only for their assurance, for their salvation, for their peace with God. It is the other way around. It is the receiving of the promise by faith, just as Abraham, lest anyone may make any mistake thinking that Abraham was saved through the law or Moses. No, not at all. All these men throughout the Old Testament were saved by faith. And so he concludes in verse 28, reminding us all, "See, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, but you are all one in Christ Jesus. The way of salvation is one and one only. Abraham was saved by faith. So was Moses. So Noah. So Moses. So David. There is a God of love here who has sent his own son to fulfill that law that was such a burden for you all. And more than this, you're not given only the fulfillment of the law, but you have been given the inheritance of the adopted children of God the Father. Who of us here would ever go back to the law only for salvation, to have peace with God? No, it is in Christ, it is by faith in Him that we can fulfill the law, that we can have the peace of God and justification in Him.